We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Riggs and Ellie. Riggs and Ellie. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com. Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ellie.
Things are pretty bad if you got to call the cops on your own brother because he's... Even when he's just bringing you a gift, how bad can it be if you got to call the cops on the guy? Listen to this.
Must be a terrible gift.
Yeah. Mike the Situation Sorrentino from Jersey Shore.
Situation.
That show is still on. Yeah. It is. I watched it the other day. I went, I am so out of the loop on Jersey Shore, but it's still good. I can pop in and watch an episode, which is what it's one of those shows like that. That's so great. You know the characters. Yeah. You don't need to be caught up.
No.
So I caught a couple episodes on MTV, ironically.
Right.
And Mike, the Situation, has been sober. He's been doing great since he did his jail time. He has a baby with his wife now. And he prides himself on all the growth and change he's made and how he wants to help others around him, like Ronnie, who's got major addiction problems on Jersey Shore.
Wasn't the Situation in jail for tax stuff?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
And he had a major drug problem. He went to rehab. There was all kinds of things. So his brother, he was not feeling like his brother was very healthy mentally. He felt like his brother was losing it. So he called the police and said, you know, he's harassing me. I have to file something because my brother's just not well. And he won't stop just showing up and coming by and causing problems.
Yeah.
So they filed a harassment. You know, he puts that with the police. And then the brother shows up with like 20 gifts the other day, rings the doorbell over and over and over, looks in windows.
Yeah.
And so Mike's like, I got to call the cops. Like, what the hell?
Right?
You can't just show up, look in my window. If someone files a restraining order or a harassment charge against you, you don't show up at their house. It's like, duh, 101.
Right.
Right? But
especially
brother,
when it's family.
Well,
like,
they'll
be like, yo, respect my brother.
His
boundaries.
Probably shows up thinking, I'm his brother. I don't care if he filed charges. I'm his brother.
I'm his brother. We're blood. We're family.
You got to answer the door. And Mike's like, the hell I am. I'm so healthy now and you're not. I'm not getting involved with you, brah.
Sounds like his brother needs a lot of help.
Well, that's what Mike's saying. That's why he won't have anything to do with him. And that's why he's got to call the cops on him.
Interesting. I'm just amazed that the Jersey Shore is still on TV. New episodes. New episodes.
New. Yeah.
New.
It's crazy.
Wow. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie.
I need answers.
What?
This story was so crazy when you told it the first time and then we didn't have an answer to like how it happened. Now you're telling, I need answers.
Because, all right.
Reset.
Basically, I got a letter that arrived at my house addressed to the different person, but the same house number, just different street.
Wrong street,
wrong
but same
street.
House. So it'd be like if your house number is
123 Maple Street. Yeah. It was addressed to 123 44th Street. All
okay,
right?
Got it.
So they were both the same house number, different street. So
and
I was
different
like,
cities.
Yeah, no, they were both in Franklin. They were both
I thought
in Franklin.
One was in Milwaukee.
No, they
okay,
were both
go
in Franklin,
on.
Which
go
was
on.
Even weirder too. So it showed up one time. I was like, oh, it's a fluke. I put it back in the mailbox.
Yeah, sure.
Showed up the next day. So I was like, all right, wrote wrong address on it, put it back in there. It showed up again in my house mailbox.
The mail kept returning this letter. You're
twice.
Like, this isn't to me.
I went to the post office, dropped it in one of those blue post office, office boxes. It came back a third time.
Which is the craziest part of the story that it's like a ghost haunting you. Like, you can't get away from it.
So
okay.
I physically went into the post office.
Yes.
And I handed it to the clerk and I said, what do I do? This came to my house three times. And he went, what?
Yeah.
He goes, it was multiple. There were multiple postmarks on it. Like it had been run through the machine like 3 times. He goes, I don't even know how this happened.
Right.
The machine shouldn't let it go through like that. And I said, well, I'm out of answers and this doesn't belong to me. It's clearly
creepy.
A card that's supposed to go to somebody. And he was like, I'll take care of it. It's not going to come to your house again.
So the guy at the post office says,
the guy at the house
weird.
Said, he was just as
perplexed,
baffled as I was.
Yes,
he was like,
on.
Let me go get my manager. I'll be right back. I said,
okay.
I don't have time for this. I go, I just want to make sure it doesn't come back to my house.
Just
he went,
make the letter stop.
He goes, I understand. You're fine. Move on with your life. And I haven't seen it since. Haven't seen it since.
Okay.
That's all that I know about it.
Wait.
That's the literal update.
It?
That is it.
Damn it,
it hasn't
Riggs.
Come back after a week.
I got to call the Franklin Post Office today and get an update because I need to know. It's almost creepy. Like it's like a ghost trying to get through to you.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how many times the system stops it, it keeps coming to you. Like who's trying? You should have opened the damn thing. Now I want to know what's in it because now I'm getting creeped out.
A little part of me was hoping it came back again because I was like, I'm going to open it if it comes back a fourth time. I totally would have opened it.
What is so weird is that it was addressed to, it wasn't even to your address,
mm-mm.
period.
Mm-mm.
And it kept coming back 3 times. This is the strangest thing.
And it had a clearly written, like, return address. So why couldn't it go back to
back
the sender? Isn't that what the return address is for?
Where was the return address? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Was it local or far away?
No, I think it was like Eagle River or something. It was far away. It was
you
ways.
Should have driven up there and been like, who the hell are you trying to find with this letter? Who?
That's a bit
because
much, Alex. I got extra time.
The post office ran it through 3 times without answering
right.
it. So maybe you should drive up to Eagle River.
I'm not going to Eagle River.
It's fun. Eagle River's great.
But then I started getting these letters from, did you remember the census was last year?
Yeah.
I'm getting census surveys sent to my house now from the United States government.
Why? Like,
it says
say
that,
what?
That if I do not take them, that I'm required by law to take the survey they're sending me.
Huh?
So it said to go to this website and
what?
I have to take a survey.
Why?
I have no idea.
Is this like when they say if you rip the mattress tag off, you're going to jail? Like they're trying to scare you, but you're never going to go to jail if you don't fill out the stupid census survey?
That's
you
I
know
thought.
What I'm saying?
Then I got 3 letters from them in a row. Then I get a packet saying this is the paper survey since you can't take the online one. They thought I couldn't take it online. So they're now sending me a paper version of this survey. I go online to the website, to whatever it is.
I don't understand.
I don't either. I enter it in. It says, thank you for doing the U.S. Census survey. It's a community survey. This will take about 40 minutes. 40 minutes. And it starts asking all these questions about
no way.
What kind of house you live in. What does your wife do for a living? Are you married? What's your ethnicity?
Okay,
how many rooms are in your house? Is there a fine if I don't do
it? By census law, refusal to answer all or part of the census carries a $100 fine. The penalty goes up to $500 if you lie or give false answers.
But this isn't the census. This is a follow-up thing. This is a follow-up thing. I already did the census last year.
Listen to this.
What?
Listen to this.
What?
In 1976, unfortunately, the decade I was born, Congress eliminated the possibility of someone going to prison. They used to send people to prison for 60 days.
For not doing the census?
Up to 1 year if they did not comply or gave false answers. Get the hell out of here.
Right?
We got bigger problems than this. I get why the census is important and why it affects money to cities and states.
Thank
and people
you.
Need it. It's important. But telling me if I don't fill out a survey, I'm going to... They were sending people to jail. That's crazy.
This is something that was sent after the census altogether, dude.
You're like,
and it's
I
asking
replied.
Me... It was asking how much money I made. I was like, you're the government. We just went through this. You just told me how much I made.
Somebody said
Why?
That about tax returns the other day.
The
worst. Go, how do they control...
How
do they know how much we make? Take out of our thing and we still have to fill out our taxes
telling
for
them.
Telling them what we made when
hoping
they're the one...
Hoping we make a mistake
the
so
hell?
They can charge us for it. Thanks, government.
That is wild stuff.
But I'm wondering if anybody else got this survey in the mail as well. It's like, it was completely apart from the census itself. I don't mind filling out the census.
Okay.
This is asking how many rooms are in my house, how long I've lived there,
if
I've traveled, what I do for work,
uh-huh.
where I work, how much I made at work, how many hours I work, how many hours my wife works.
You're like, mind your business.
What is all this for?
Well, because they want maybe their, how many days the work day should be, everyone?
4 days. There's your answer.
We
Four
all know
days.
That. We could get it done.
You can call or text. 414-799-1037. I don't know why all the mail madness at our house between getting letters that don't belong to our house and getting surveys from the government about, I already took the census. Why do I have to take another survey in addition to the census? This is stupid.
And if you don't, you're going to get a $100 fine.
Which is crazy.
According to the internet.
When it says by law and it's a .gov website, I'm like, all right, it must be serious. Okay.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to Laura in Milwaukee.
Hi, Laura. Good morning.
Laura's calling about your post office debacle, though.
Yeah. What's up?
Laura.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I think I have slight answer for you.
Okay.
For your whole post office debacle.
Getting a letter three times to my house?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my fiance is a mail carrier.
Ooh, go on.
He works in West Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I've learned so much about the post office these past few years that we've been together. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But basically, you just have a crappy mail carrier that keeps misdelivering your mail. That's the long story short.
I love you,
that's
Laura,
the TLDR.
For
that.
Because on this show, we like to get to the point.
Yes.
And you literally just summed it up. Your postal carrier sucks, Rick.
That's the too long, didn't read version. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
He's too busy probably playing on his phone, not paying attention to what he's doing. So instead of reading, like, the correct street address and the whole street, yeah. He's mm-hmm. just looking at numbers.
Yeah. It's so, she, and she's, like, I've noticed she's very aloof, so, yeah.
Should Riggs look at her and scream, are you playing Candy Crush? Or are you here for us?
All right.
Or Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go.
I wonder how many mail carriers play Pokemon Go.
I found a Charizard in your yard.
Oh, funny.
Thanks for calling, Lori.
Thanks, Laura.
Yep, hey,
Laura,
have
a good one.
Charlie's on three. He wanted to talk about the post office.
What up, Charlie?
Hey, guys. I've had it where it was the third time I took it to the post office. Then this came back again. I had
four
on
times?
The envelope. Yes. So I had on the envelope, the first time I highlighted, I underlined the address, the street number. It came back. So the fourth time it came back, then I went, I took it to the house that it was supposed to go to.
Oh,
now you were doing their job. They should reimburse you for that.
Agree.
Should tell you a refund.
Like, how hard is it to do? It's not hard to do.
Charlie, did you talk to the people when you dropped it off, or did you just throw it in their mailbox?
I talked to them. I said, this is the fourth time it came to my house. I don't know how it's coming to my house. They go, I'll see them. I'm like, I don't know.
I bet it was a bill and they're pissed that you brought it. They were trying to avoid it.
Well, Charlie, now we know.
Thanks,
now
Charlie.
We know. Thanks to Laura. It was the mail carrier. Nothing more.
Last
Ryan.
One.
Ryan's in Calabama. He has something to tell you about the post office and the census, he said.
Yes, Ryan. What's up?
I really want you to go to that house and figure out if that was ever delivered. That's what I want.
Oh,
I should.
Oh, that's a good point, Ryan.
I should. I remember the address. Let's just go cruise
I would
by.
Say after the third time, you should have it memorized. Just stop and say, hey, did you ever receive that piece of mail that, you know, was.
Did you ever get your birthday card?
It's so exactly. Ironic what you're saying, Ryan, because you're like, by the third time, Riggs should have it memorized. You know who else should have it memorized?
The post office.
The post office and the postal carrier. What the hell?
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. We got tickets to see The Kid That Leroy coming
yes.
to the rave in
mm-hmm.
February. 8:40. Be here for those this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every couple years, there's always like one random story that just like grips the nation. Something that just gets everybody like, what is going on?
We're,
and our fascination with true crime has it at an all-time high these days.
Let me guess.
Gabby Petito.
Yes. What a crazy story.
You brought this up to me probably a week and a half ago.
I came to work and I said, have you seen this story about this girl who's missing and the boyfriend returned to their house in Florida, went back home and never mentioned where the girlfriend was. And Riggs was like, haven't heard of it. 2 days later, it was all we could talk about.
The two of them, it's Gabby Petito and her boyfriend,
Brian
or fiance,
Laundrie,
Brian Laundrie.
Whatever the hell he was.
They were on a van trip across the country. They were touring like a bunch of national parks. There's a bunch of national parks in Utah.
Yes.
They were going up through the Grand Tetons in
Putting
Wyoming.
It all on Instagram.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
And while they were out, some stuff, you know, so many bizarre things are going on. There's a domestic dispute going on between mm-hmm. the two of them that somebody calls to report. The police show up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't report any sort of domestic dispute.
Which I was telling you off the air that it
strange.
Was fascinating reading about it because what they said was they have the 911 call of the caller saying this guy's hitting her.
Yeah.
But then when the police report was done, it said nothing about him hitting her. And everyone was like, but the caller called called and said, I see him. So that was a mistake, clearly. Domestic violence, you're not even recording it. That pissed me off. Yeah.
So then she goes, then like you said, then he drives back and she's not with him.
He just comes home for 10 days in Florida before. People were like, really, brah? Like, where is she?
And there's a Wisconsin connection to this, too, because somebody from Oshkosh was in Grand Teton National Park with her boyfriend, and they picked this guy up, Brian Laundrie, Gabby Petito's fiance.
Yeah.
He was hitchhiking, and he offered him money for a ride, and they were like, we gave him a ride. We didn't know anything.
She said, we've never done that. I'm like, and that's why you literally picked up a killer, you moron. That's why you don't pick up hitchhikers. You're lucky you're alive.
So he's still missing, and the whole thing is just reads and sounds like one of those true crime things.
I shouldn't say he's a killer, but nothing points to any... When you have a guy who won't talk and run and missing, what else are we to believe?
If I'm out hiking with my fiance and she goes missing, I'm calling immediately. I'm going to be like, where's my fiance at? Where did she go? I don't know where she is. I think she fell. Yeah. I woke up. She's gone. You'd be freaked out.
He has given us zero ability to stand up for him.
He really
looked like a POS in this. So Gabby Petito, and they found her body now, which is even worse. So then now they have a body. They know
it's a homicide.
Press charges if they can connect it, but they got to connect it.
They do. But I wanted to talk about that because it's such a crazy
story. And if somebody else had killed her, then again, he would be back there looking for her and tell it. Yeah.
Where is this person at? Somebody killed her. Yeah.
What is wrong with that guy?
Bizarre. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
So the new season of The Voice is back. They added Ariana Grande. I love how that show just keeps adding more and more star power. Yeah. Her and Blake Shelton are funny. Her and John Legend. You've got them all up there. And she said that she's broken almost every single rule the producers have given her on The Voice this season.
Like what rules?
She said that she loves seeing the talent. It's on the show. And getting to know them personally and work with them.
Sure.
And she's not supposed to contact them when they're not, you know, doing stuff. But she said, I broke that rule. I DM them all the time and they DM me and I've broken every rule they told me not to do. So I don't care. And they're not going to kick Ariana Grande off The Voice.
No.
But yeah, she said they're all in my DMs and I'm just like, oh, well, sorry. I talked to them. She's like unapologetic for the most part about it. So they said that Kelly Clarkson did say, which I thought is cool because this all happened during an interview with Ariana Grande and Kelly Clarkson on her show.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson said, Ariana is always sending stuff to the hotel for Team Ariana. So Ariana's always sending gifts. Everybody's going to want to be on Team Ariana.
Yes.
Ariana, sorry. But you know,
totally.
Ariana, whatever.
Whatever it is.
Ariana Grande.
By the way, the host of The Voice, Carson Daly, is also hosting our I'm Listening special tonight, 6 to 8. Did you know that?
What? Let's talk about that for a minute. Because this is a real thing, and I get it. If you're going to be at home, use our Odyssey app to listen. 2 hours?
Two hours.
On this? And it's all about mental health.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't have the list in front of me right now.
I know, but like, there's going to be some
stars.
We've got
Zach Williams, son of Robin Williams, will be a guest.
Robin Williams' son is going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lizzo.
We'll have Dan from Imagine Dragons will be one of the guests. We'll have Billie Eilish.
Oh, Billie Eilish.
Doja Cat, Lil Nas X, Normani, Shakira.
All of them are going to be on Kiss tonight between 6 and 8 for I'm Listening.
And it's all talking about mental health, you know, the stigma around mental health. It's September's World Suicide Prevention Month, and it's so important.
We did this last year as well, and I listened last year, and I was learning things about mental health I didn't even know. So
you might hear me. I did a bunch of interviews for I'm Listening, so you'll probably will hear me on that show tonight, 6 to 8. And if you can't hear it on Kiss FM, you can listen on your Odyssey app. I'm Listening tonight from 6 to 8.
Good morning.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Don't worry. If you do something to your kids, they're going to bring it up 30 years later, just like we did, Riggs, which we do.
Yeah.
We know what this is like.
Oh, yeah.
And becoming a parent, I'm realizing that there will be things in 30 years my kids are still bringing up that I didn't think were a big deal. And we experienced it.
Oh, yeah.
Because was it 2 weeks? When Labor Day weekend, remember, I talked on the show about how I had gone out and spent the day with Adam Deputy and his wife.
Out on the lake,
out on their lake, and it was great. And Hudson at the time didn't want to get in the water, yet the kid loves to swim. All the other kids were swimming in the lake. He's been in lakes. So I threw him in, okay? And we talked about this on the show. You might have missed it. It was, and I said at the time, am I a horrible parent? Because I threw him in and then turned away while he was crying. And then he was fine and he swam the rest of the day. And he was okay.
The consensus was no, you're not, because he knew how to swim.
And he loved it when he got
and
in.
And he loved it when he got
so
in,
so people
yes.
felt like I pushed him in the right direction. But as a mom, you feel guilty throwing your kid. Like, it just feels dirty. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So at the time, he's swimming, he's happy, and we're on the boat. And I said, thank God he's not still crying. He's still happy. And Adam Deputy looks at me and he goes, yeah, just wait 30 years. He's going to bring it up the one time you threw him in the water. And I go, you're so right, Adam. Like, he is.
He'll be crying in the corner of his bedroom one day and like, what's wrong, Hudson? Remember when you threw me in the lake with Adam Deputy? Labor Day weekend, 2021.
Right. So I'm anticipating that in 30 years, hopefully. But when if I'm still alive, however, I didn't have to wait 30 years, Riggs.
Yeah. Oh God, he did it already?
It was only 2 weeks ago.
What?
I can't make this up. Out of nowhere, it is like 10 o'clock at night. He's supposed to be sleeping. Owen's asleep. Hudson comes out of his bedroom into my bedroom and goes, hey, Mom. Yeah? I'm just looking at him from my bed.
Oh, no.
You remember that time you threw me in the lake? Out of nowhere, dude.
What do you mean, remember the time? Yes, of course. It traumatized the both of us, I think.
So I'm looking at him and I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, you remember that? And I'm standing there, all I'm thinking about is what me and Adam talked about.
What's coming next?
That I've traumatized him. I'm never going to hear the end of this.
What's coming next?
And I thought he forgot about it. Yeah. He's like, yeah, you remember that? I go, yeah, but didn't you have fun? Yeah, but you remember when you threw me in and I was scared? I'm like, this can't be happening. This happened 2 weeks ago. So there you go. Hudson did not forget, and Adam was right. Hudson brought it up not 30 years later, 2 weeks later. What
did he use
to
it
him.
For anything, like to get something? Or
no, he just wanted to stay awake because it was 10 o'clock at night, so he wanted to come in and make me feel guilty. So he came in and goes, but he's laying in bed thinking about it, is my point. This is how 30 years later we end up traumatized by something that was this big, tiny in our tiny situations, but he's laying there as a kid, making it into more than it was.
Yeah.
So my question for you, what has your kid brought up to you years or months later, or maybe you brought it up to your parents? I mean, because I do it to my parents. I'll be like, remember that time you did this to me? And they'll be like, we don't even remember that. I'll say that kind of stuff to them. I'll be like, remember when my sister punched me? And they'll be like, that didn't happen. I'll be like, the hell it didn't. You know, these are the things that you have with your parents later.
This happened to me when I was learning to ride a bike. My dad was riding his bike behind me and he was holding onto my seat. Right? So I knew why he had me. He was like, I got you. We're just going to ride the bike. You're going to be all right. So I'm riding the bike. And I'm like, you got me? He's like, I got you. I'm riding. I'm like, you got me? He goes, I got you. And I go, you got me? And I turn back. And he's way behind me.
Oh, no.
He doesn't have me.
Oh,
I freak out. And I slam into the garage of this apartment complex that we're living in.
Because you turned around.
Because I turned around. And I freaked out. And I run into the garage. So years later, he said something. He was like, you can trust me. And I said, oh, really? Just like that time when you said you had me and you were holding the seat of the bike. Can I still trust you, Dad? Can
See?
I?
See?
I brought it up 100%.
See, I'm so telling you, 414-799-1037. What have you either brought up to your parents that they don't remember or they deny, or your kids
throw it
up
in their face?
To you? Because my son apparently is never going to let me live down throwing him in the lake when he didn't want to swim.
And I'm never going to let my dad live down letting go of the bike.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Even though he had a great time and you had a great time until you crashed, we're never going to hear the end of it.
And I wasn't hurt. I was fine.
Neither was Hudson. He was fine. But I got to hear about, remember that time you threw me in the lake, Mom? I had to do the math.
Okay.
We were out on the lake with Adam Deputy and his family on September 5th.
Okay.
It is the 23rd. So it took a little over 2 weeks for my son to bring up how I traumatized him when I threw him in the water.
Oh, dude, he'll bring that up. Once he learns that he can use it against you.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
we were talking about how, you know, we were joking that kids will bring up things years later.
Yeah.
And the parents won't even remember it.
Oh, I can really trust you, Dad? Like the time that you said you were holding my bike and you didn't, and I crashed into the garage? Can I trust you, Dad?
Let's go to the phones.
Can I trust
some
you?
Great calls. Jennifer is in West Dallas.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Hey, okay, so I got a couple of them because I'm pretty seasoned in parenting. So the best one is, have you ever gone to Shalom Wildlife?
No, but I've heard it and seen it on social media many a time.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, it's amazing. All right, so you get these golf carts to go through the acres of land, right?
So
we're stopping and we're looking at the emus, beautiful.
Cool.
And I'm like, all right, guys, let's hop back on. And I didn't look back, and my son, he like put his foot on the back of the golf cart, and I took off on him. And he started screaming at me, and he's reminded, this was 2 years ago.
Right, right.
He's been reminding me about this. Do you remember when you drove away from me, Mom?
Oh.
Do you remember when you left me, Mom?
Jennifer,
when you almost ran me over?
Jennifer, I can so relate to this, and so can so many parents.
Oh, yeah.
They'd love to guilt us over stuff like that.
Oh, my God. And then one time we were in Myers, and I went to go give him a hug, and I clotheslined him in front of people.
You clotheslined your own child, and you left him on a golf cart.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm winning.
He'll never let it go.
You know
never.
What's funny,
no,
Jennifer?
He reminds me, and this was years ago. Yeah.
Let him bring up some of this stuff later. Like, remember when you almost killed me on the golf cart? And you can be like, yeah, well, I clotheslined you at Meijer once, too, and you're still alive, aren't you?
Literally in front of all these people that walked past me and just, like, looked at me like, how dare you?
It's pretty rad. You pulled a wrestling move on your kid.
Oh, yeah, real problem. Moment.
So, Jennifer, I've got years to come of Hudson reminding me that I threw him in the
Absolutely.
Lake.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, but don't forget, we get amnesia the older we get,
That's
so we
right.
won't remember.
I don't remember it. In fact,
we won't
I've
remember.
Never been to Adam's house in my life.
Never.
Yeah, it never happened. Everything was perfect.
That was a dream, honey. You were dreaming that. Remember?
I clotheslined you. Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye.
Appreciate you listening
too.
This morning.
Chris is in Franklin this
Hi, Chris.
Morning.
What happened? What's happening in Franklin?
Okay, so the one that Bonner brings up that she just brought up today.
Yeah.
It's a skit that's on Halloween time. I think it's on Jimmy Kimmel where they hide the kids' candy or say they ate it all.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
ate all your candy.
Yes, parents do to kids. Go on.
Tell your kid you ate their Halloween candy.
It's hysterical. Go on.
So, a few years, I'm like, well, I'm going to try it. I set up the camera. She came down. She asked for the candy. I got to a little pumpkin, and I said, I ate it all. I'm sorry. It's all gone.
Oh,
she paused at me for about 3 seconds to look. Instantly screamed, started crying, ran away to her mom, told on me when I did, and I had her record me perfectly.
So it was a great video. At least you got the shot. Did you get the shot?
And
I got the shot.
Yeah,
I still
okay.
have it. And she still brings it up to this day.
And you're allowed to do it because Jimmy Kimmel's a parent and he thinks it's funny.
Right.
So we can all
Absolutely.
Laugh together about the
did
trauma.
Did you give her the candy back?
I did.
Then
after,
tell her to shut up.
I gave her something.
Doesn't matter. Right. She's still going to bring it up, Riggs. That's
like,
the whole point.
I know.
Remember that time you took all my candy?
Yes, and I gave it all back,
well,
too.
Well, I don't remember that part, Dad.
I only remember
all
the drama.
All I remember is you taking it away from me and stealing it.
And I got two more kids. Try it on.
Do it.
Before we let you go, are you married, Chris? Yeah, because she
am.
Told her mom. So what did the wife say when you did it? Was she mad or was she cool with it?
No, my beautiful wife. It was our 10-year anniversary the other week. She was fine.
Oh, she laughed.
Oh, good. Okay, thank God. Okay, good.
She wasn't like, how dare you? How could you do that to our daughter?
I could see parents getting in fights about stuff
right?
like that. Like the dad.
Why would you do that to her? Yeah. Why would you do that?
Like, yeah.
That happened.
Totally.
That's another topic for another day.
Yeah. Well, we go back and forth. She thinks she's a prank war champion. I'm the prank war champion.
Well, I like that you and your wife have a lot of fun together. I think that's great.
Oh, we do. We
keep
do.
Things so keep things spicy. Thanks for calling, Chris.
Okay, bye-bye.
Appreciate
Finally,
it.
We got Crystal in Kenosha.
Wow. Good morning,
Hello.
Crystal in
Hello.
Kenosha.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
So what is it your kids won't let go of?
Oh, man. So my daughter, she's only turning 5, and it was about a year ago, maybe a year and a half. The ice cream truck came around, and you know how hard it is to catch the ice cream truck
uh-huh.
when they come through your neighborhood.
Yeah, especially
so
when you want
we're
it.
We're rushing out of the house, no shoes on, and I step on her foot on the porch before we even get to the ice cream truck.
Uh-huh.
And I kid you not, every time now that the ice cream truck comes around and we don't catch them, she brings up the time I stepped on her toe
what?
Trying to catch the ice cream truck.
Remember the time you stepped on my foot? Was she?
Yeah,
were you were wearing a shoe and she was barefoot? Is that what happened?
I had a shoe on.
That's
barefoot.
Why. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She was very, very annoying. annoyed with me that day.
Uh-huh. My kids have brought up things like, this is, you'll love this, Riggs, and I don't, and these are things I truly don't believe happened or I was not there for them. They'll tell me how they got locked in a bathroom. Both of them have a story like this.
What?
And it was not in my house, obviously, because I'm like, and I can't see it happening at their dad's. The whole thing is bizarre, but both of them have these, Hudson will be like, remember when I got locked in the bathroom? And I'll be like, no, that didn't happen. Swear to God. I'm like, that didn't happen.
Did it happen maybe with your nanny or something while you weren't around?
I have no
And they don't know about it either, and they're freaking out about it?
Who the hell knows? But I've heard stories that make zero sense to me. I'm like, we literally haven't lived this experience, but you're traumatized by it. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well, that's what happened when you step on your child's foot. Now they're never going to let it go.
Clearly.
Every time the ice cream truck comes. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
You can always call.
Never let me forget it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You can still call or text 414-799-1037. These are good stories.
Sorry, but we have to get to all the people that are either traumatized or have traumatized their children.
Speaking of mental health.
Yeah, because I threw my kid in the lake on Labor Day weekend, and we joked how he'd bring it up in 30 years that I traumatized him, but he brought it up less than, well, 2 weeks later he brought it up to me. Out of nowhere, reminding me that I threw him in the lake. So here we go.
So what did you do to your kids that they can't let go of?
Let it go! You were happy!
414-799-1037.
Is this like relationships for guys when we're like all happy with you and then we get pissed about something and you're like, you were just happy 10 minutes ago. Well, now I'm not.
This is how men feel all the time, because you will recall a conversation from months ago, what we were wearing, where we were at, and how it was said, and we're like, what?
Women remember everything you say.
And
I don't
so
know
do
how
you.
To tell men that.
And so do kids.
Be careful. And so do
so
kids.
So do kids. Oh, women and children.
You're right, Riggs. When Mine's you're right,
like a,
you're right.
Mine like a steel trap.
Laura's in Greenfield.
What up, Laura?
Oh, my son, every time it's time for him.
What's that? Every time it's time for him to what?
Don't cut out right when you start
not
telling.
Not allowed to cut his hair.
Oh, no.
Oh, there you go. You cut out. You cut out for 1 second, Laura. Oh, my.
Got a lot going on. Laura, why don't you hold on? Hold on just a second, Laura.
Just a second, Laura. Hold on.
Laura, we'll let you get situated.
Sounds like a lot of chaos.
Sounds like she's dropping someone off at school or something.
Or getting out of her car. Star's in Milwaukee.
Star, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, Star, what are your kids won't let go of something. What is it?
Yeah, I traumatized my son, who was 10, about 2 years ago and hasn't let me live it down.
What'd you do?
In a parking lot. I'm looking for a new car. I'm at a car dealership, maybe 5 miles an hour in a parking lot. I'm looking to the left. He's in the front seat, of course, helping me, and I hit the pole. Like the light pole that's in the parking lot.
Because you weren't looking straight ahead. You were looking at the cars. Right.
So, of course, drama here, hits the dashboard, isn't really hurt, but never, ever, ever let me live that down.
That's so when I would be like, get your ass in the back seat and put your seatbelt on. That's what my kids.
Ridiculous.
My kids try to sit in the front all the time, and I tell them to bleep off.
Yeah.
Well, was this
he
your...
was in the front seat because I was using him to get out of the car, jump out of the car, and see how much.
And she was only going 5 miles an hour, so she doesn't think she's going to get into an accident in a parking lot. Okay, I get it. Full circle. I get it.
Your car or a car you were going to buy?
No, friend. It was my car.
Okay,
I'm
I was going to say.
For a new one.
How funny.
So now when he does homework and can't figure out the answer, he tells me it's because he hit his head.
Oh, God.
Well, if you wouldn't hit that pole and I wouldn't have been on your lap, Mom.
Totally. Say less.
Say less.
Thanks for calling, Star.
Manipulative little man.
Appreciate you listening.
No worries. Be well. Thanks.
Who do we have? What was it? Laura again on line one?
Yeah, let's try again? Laura, see if she's back and better. Laura.
Laura, you okay now?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Girl. We're here for you. You cut out. We missed it, but let's start
over.
The
car was dinging. Go ahead.
So every time my son needs a haircut, he constantly reminds his dad how he is not allowed to cut his hair because the very first time he ever cut his hair, he cut his ear.
Oh, was he using like one of those clippers or scissors?
Yes.
You have to be very careful.
Yeah, the clippers, man.
Oh,
so
no.
He nicked his ear a little bit, and he had to have been like 1.5, 2.
Oh,
yeah.
The kid is now 14.
And won't let him do it.
Still reminds his dad every time he needs a haircut, he is not allowed to cut his hair.
Laura.
Because he cuts his ears.
Remember that time you went Van Gogh on my ear, Dad? Remember? Remember?
My God. Oh, I was just thinking about, as she was saying, he cut the kid's ear. I did something similar with nail clippers when my kids were small. I cut too far, and they, to this day, one of them will never let me cut their nail. Oh, I know, man. It's hard.
Yeah.
I screwed up.
It's like when you accidentally cut your dog's.
Yeah. Too much. Oh, right. God, okay. Well, all it's right. A kid, Riggs, not a dog.
I know.
Okay.
I like dogs better. Thanks for calling, Laura.
Thank you, yep, Laura. Thanks.
Appreciate listening this
Finally,
morning.
Finally, Charlie is on the phone. He says now he knows why he hates baseball, so I can't wait to hear this story.
Okay, Charlie, go
did
ahead.
Did your parents do this to you?
Yes, my dad did. Oh, God, I don't know how old I was. I don't remember how old, but he was pitching to me because I played soft.
Oh, Charlie's cutting
why
out, too.
Why is everybody cutting cell phone out today? Yeah.
Hold on. Can you hear me yet?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh. Yes. Can you hear me now?
Okay. If you had U.S. Cellular, that wouldn't be a problem. Come on now.
Hashtag ad.
Hashtag ad.
We have to tell you if it's an ad.
Wink.
Wink. Winkity wink. Wink. Hysterical.
So I asked him Oh, God, no, I brain.
So, Charlie, we finally get you on the phone, and then you can't get your thoughts together.
Did you get hit in the head by a wild pitch? Is that what's happening? Is that what you're trying to say? Is that why you can't get your thoughts together, Charlie?
I don't know where I got hit, but I remember I got hit by a wild pitch, and I asked him what it was, and he showed me what it was, and I dropped the ball, and I said, I'm done.
I love is the part of the story where you don't even remember where you got hit. You just remember
that
you got hit.
I don't remember where I got hit.
You swear it was the worst.
The worst, Charlie.
I don't know. But
Thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Appreciate you listening this morning. See? Be careful what you do to your kids. They will bring it up. They will. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. We have Kid Leroy tickets. The Kid Leroy. Mm-hmm. Coming to the rave in February. Win them at 8:40 this morning on KISS FM.
Yes.
Did you know that it's Hispanic Heritage Month?
I did see that. Yes, that's great. Yes.
I was filling out a survey last night. I had to fill out this.
I was at the movies. No, you know, actually, I was at the movies. We went to see Peter Rabbit, me and my kids, over the weekend, and they did a great commercial about it.
About Hispanic Heritage Month?
Yeah, before the movies.
Yeah.
It's great. But anyway, go on.
Well, I was filling out this survey from the U.S. Census that my wife had to fill out. My wife and I had to fill out something that we got sent in the mail. But there was a thing, and it said non-Hispanic and Latino. And my wife went, well, they're just the same, right? And I was like, no, they're not.
Wait, what?
Hispanic and Latino, there's difference. And I just wanted to take this for a minute just to tell everybody in case you didn't know. There's a difference between Hispanic, Latino, and Latinx. Familiar with Latinx?
Tell me no, I don't.
And if you don't know, we should know. You
so
should
then
know.
Tell me, I'm waiting. Well, get to the point.
Hispanic.
I wanna know. You're like, did you know? No, why?
Hispanic has to do with language, like people that speak Spanish. Okay? So if somebody speaks Spanish and you're like, oh, you're Spanish. No, Spanish is from Spain.
I would never call someone Spanish.
Right.
I would know better than that.
I've heard people do that before.
Say
like,
Hispanic,
oh, you're
Hispanic before. Because Spanish means you're from Spain. That doesn't mean you're Hispanic. That's
exactly
different. Yeah,
right.
I get that.
But now Latin means you're from Latina.
Latino,
you're from Latin America.
Which is South.
Which does not include Spain. Mm-hmm. So there's the difference in that. Latinx is the gender-neutral term for Latino, because you have Latina, which is feminine, Latino, which is masculine. If you've ever learned another language, you know there's masculine and feminine, so because LGBTQ, there's now people that they're on the non-binary spectrum, maybe they don't identify as a certain gender, they use Latinx for that community. So now, I just wanted to let people know. So you have Hispanic, which identifies with the language.
Very proud
Latin
of you.
Is
Look
more part
white
of...
Look at boy educating us.
See?
I love you for this.
Look at that. And
I learned
all this from my Spanish teacher, who was from Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, somebody at a party told her, they go, oh, you're Spanish? She goes, no, I'm
I don't say that. Just because someone is Hispanic, I wouldn't say, oh, you're Spanish.
Right. Which seems odd that you're lumping everybody into the category as just Hispanic. You can be Hispanic and Latin, like kind of the same, but.
Listen.
It's all good.
It's all good. We're also dealing in a country where if you don't speak the language, we all came from immigrants screaming at everyone else. I'm like, shut up.
But I thought it was something good to tell because I told my wife about it last night and I was like, if it's worth telling to her, it's worth telling to someone else.
I think that's
interesting.
They
have learned something today, the difference between Hispanic and Latin.
I did.
And Latinx. And now you've learned something.
The
there
Latinx
you go.
Thing I never knew.
There you go. Now you know. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I don't get it.
What don't you get?
I don't get it.
What?
They have chosen Kim Kardashian to host SNL. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
This is not the gig for her. She's not an actress. I appreciate her coming out with a Spanx or whatever she calls it, Skims line, which is Spanx for women. I appreciate her beauty line. I appreciate a lot of things, but I don't need Kim Kardashian hosting SNL. Now, That being said, it's not like I'm going to watch it. I'll see pieces of it on the internet the next day.
She's arguably one of the most famous people in the world.
Agree.
Look at Elon Musk hosted SNL. He has no business hosting SNL.
Yeah, same. And this is, you know what it is? Let me just cut to it. It's Saturday Night Live, which is supposed to be a funny skit show. And guess who's just not funny? It's not one of their strong points. Kim.
Right.
Kim's not the funny one.
Maybe that's why she's doing it.
Somebody up there, put somebody funny up. You know what I mean?
Like, they got to surround her with funny people.
Kim, you've even seen them imitate each other. And when they imitate Kim, everything's monotone. It's like, oh, that's so funny. No. It's like, you tell me a funny story, and I'll be Kim Kardashian. She'll be like, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Like, that's Kim. Like, there's nothing. Right? It's very monotone with her, right?
We'll see how they pull it off. Somehow, SNL has a way of pulling the funny out of people, I've seen.
Like, I hope they
found
do.
A way to make Elon Musk kind of funny when he hosted it.
I didn't watch it.
But he's kind of lame.
Her musical guest will be Halsey.
Okay.
So you'll have Halsey and Kim Kardashian both on October 9th, which is only a couple weeks away.
Uh-huh.
So either they can't find great funny people to do it, or Kim is just too famous, and they said, screw it, we'll try anything, because SNL's struggling. We'll try anything.
We'll see what'll work. We'll see if it'll work. What's something that you consider to be a complete waste of your money? And you know that you have to buy it, but it's still, you feel like it's a waste of money. Mm-hmm. They found this list, and the things at the top were kid stuff, Allie, like buying any sort of a designer clothes for a kid. Any sort of anything.
Waste.
Because they outgrow them so fast.
Riggs, I can go to Walmart and buy shorts for $6 that they can wear every day. I can go to Walmart and buy a t-shirt for $8. Like, you know what I mean? Why am I going to spend $45 on just one Nike shirt? Call me cheap, but this is me, honey.
A Tommy Hilfiger shirt? What?
I just killed a fruit fly. That was the clap you heard. Sorry.
I thought you were clapping for me.
No, I clapped because I killed a fruit fly. Sorry, okay. Go on.
baby toys was also on there. People waste their money on baby toys because
they don't like them. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They want to play with a box or a paper plate. Like they don't want any of the toys when they're little.
Yeah. Dude, it's like a cat. You buy them a toy, but they don't want to play with it. They want the box that it came in.
That's true.
Or the bag that you bought it in. Speaking of cats, pet toys. Pet toys are a huge waste of money,
they're
I feel
expensive.
Like. They are.
Uh-huh. And then they get ruined in like a day if your dog tears it up.
Samson is such a chewer. I'll buy him a stuffed toy. I'm like, he loves it, but it's destroyed within 5 minutes. I'm like, that's a waste of $9.
Totally.
So,
but then you go buy the brand that swears no dog's going to rip through it, and you buy that one, and the dog still rips through it, and you're like, son of a.
Yeah. What are some things you consider to be like a total waste of money? 414-799-1037. Somebody called in. They wanted to talk to us.
Childcare.
Erica in Port Washington.
Why do I have to pay someone to watch my kids? Hey, girl.
Good morning, Erica.
Hi. I have a slight addiction with coffee. No matter how many times I try to make it at home, it's just never the same.
It's a good one.
And every single morning, I catch myself either going to McDonald's because they've got the app, which is only 99 cents for a nice coffee or regular coffee.
Yeah,
right.
Or I'm driving right now to go to Starbucks. I mean, it's pretty sad.
Well, because it costs like 30 cents to make coffee at the end of the day.
If that, yes.
Because it's literally water and coffee grinds.
Yes. Myself a huge, massive, beautiful coffee bar at my house. Uh-huh. Different syrups.
Stop it! I was just gonna say, get something at your house. They have machines to do all this at home now, but she doesn't want to use it.
And I do, and it's still not the same.
No, you want the convenience.
How many times I try.
Mm-hmm. It just tastes different.
I've got like four or five different flavors, and I've got different kinds of coffee.
But when someone else makes it for Erica, she loves it.
That's right.
She loves it when it's made for her. But you consider that to be a big waste of money, though. But at least you know, and you're acknowledging that. You know, you're not just completely aloof to it. So thank you very much for calling. Maybe go home and try it. Watch a YouTube video. See if you can get like the froth down where you can make the little leaf with the foam and everything on the top.
You know, a guy, I was talking to a guy and he sent me a picture. He had put a heart over the coffee.
Uh-huh.
And I was so impressed.
What did
I was
do it
like,
with?
I've
like
never seen anyone
something?
Be able to do that.
That's
and he's like,
neat.
That's all it took to impress you. That's what he says back to me. I'm like, actually, I'm very impressed when you can make a heart in
he's
your coffee.
He's a barista. He's a barista by trade. Well, thanks for calling, Erica.
It always tastes better when somebody else makes it for
it
you.
Does.
It's true.
It does. Home, as long as somebody else makes it for you, it always tastes better.
It's a convenience.
That's true.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Erica. You have a great day. 414-799-1037.
Lisa's on the phone.
What up, Lisa? What's
hey,
something
girl.
What do you consider to be just a stupid waste of money?
Well, I mean, it is a very big convenience, but every time I buy paper plates, I know that I'm wasting money because I have real plates
yes.
I could be using.
Amen. Yes. And yes, same thing, but I cannot run my dishwasher 7 times a day
Fair.
Either.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and I don't have a dishwasher, so I would have to be washing all of those.
Oh, no, screw that then.
You're totally.
Fair game.
Yes.
Fair
100%.
Game. But I think about it, and I'm like,
it's a waste.
Am I buying these?
Yeah.
I stopped buying bottled water. Was literally spending, not a ton, but I was spending $20, you know, a week on why.
Do you have glass plates and stuff in your house that you pull out for fancy yeah. occasions?
We normally only use them when we're having steak dinner.
Lisa, right. Lisa, what is this fancy occasion rig?
When they're having steak.
Who
they're
has
having a
people
steak dinner.
Over for fancy occasions anymore? Nobody.
They have steak night, and that's their fancy night because you can't cut steak on a paper plate, honestly.
I love it. I do the same thing.
Time.
I'll order a steak from Outback and put it on a real plate.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Lisa. Yeah, have a great day.
Have a good day.
You mm-hmm. too. You can always call or text 414-799-1037.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning. Morning. What's your name?
My name's Jaden.
Jaden, what do you consider to be a waste of money?
Heat.
What?
Heat. He doesn't want to pay for heat anymore.
I think everybody should just burn a fire in the house.
Like we used to back in the day?
Just yeah, get like a bunch of pilgrims.
Just get a good old-fashioned wood-burning stove. All right.
Exactly.
Do you mind paying for air conditioning? No.
No.
Okay. It's the heat that you have a problem with. All right. Thanks for calling, dude. I appreciate you listening, though.
Have a good morning.
You too.
All right. Susie is on one. All right. I believe it's Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Did I get your name right? I was having trouble hearing. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's Sid.
Sid.
Oh. Nice. Yeah.
Got it.
What's something you consider to be a waste of money?
I have kids, and my 5-year-old loves when I buy Robux for his Roblox game.
Oh, the Roblox games?
Yes, Robux. It's the money they use to play, to buy little skins or like...
All the money you use within the game. Yes, like the in-app purchases.
Don't get me started on Roblox, girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Yes, it's Roblox. It's the Roblox.
Roblox, yeah. It's okay. One of these games you just throw money
How
at.
Much does it cost for these things in these games?
Well, gift cards are like, they started like $10 or mm-hmm. something, but he uses them up so quickly,
yeah.
like you can just go through like
That's right.
20,
oh my God.
My son, my 10-year-old just wants gift cards now so he can buy video games. He doesn't even want toys. We're past the toys. We're like, yes. no, thank you. Just get me gift cards so I can do stuff
Jeez.
Online. Yeah.
All right.
It's different now.
Thanks for the birth control this morning. I appreciate that.
You want to go play Roblox with my kids?
No. Are you paying?
Hell no. They ask me all the time to pay.
Thanks
and
for calling,
I say
girl.
No. I say you got to play the free version.
We'll do one more call. Do this.
Oh, Mary Jo's on the phone.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Hi.
What do you consider to be a big waste of money?
The biggest thing, and I know Allie's going to agree with me, feminine products. Us women shouldn't have to pay for those things.
Oh, right. Yes, we spend a lot of money on feminine products.
That's not fair to us.
But it's nothing we can, we can't help it. So imagine
right?
you're broke as hell and you're a woman and you have no money and you're,
Exactly.
Jeez.
That and bras. I'm sorry, men don't have to wear them. We do. I think that's a waste of money mm-hmm. and it's so expensive.
Yes.
You don't have to wear bras. We don't mind.
Yeah, we mind because it hurts our back rigs.
Mom, I've had 2 kids. I have to wear one.
Okay,
thank you, honey.
You.
And again, I relate to that as well.
Got you there.
Got you, girlfriend.
Allie. Thanks for calling, girl. Have a good
Let
one.
Let them hang, honey. Let them hang.
414-799-1037. Thank you for the calls and the texts. You know,
somebody said toilet paper's a waste. Ooh, I got to go.
What? 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie at 8:58. If you need Kid Laroi tickets, we've got your Kid Laroi tickets. They're coming up tomorrow morning again at 8:40.
Uh-huh.
He's
going to
be at the rave. This changed my perspective of how I shop for bread now. I know you don't eat bread, but your kids probably eat bread, Allie.
They do.
And this is going to melt your brain the next time you go and get bread.
What?
You know that the twist ties on the bread, they all mean something? The colored tags on bread?
Ironically, I saw this online during like quarantine or something.
Yeah.
I had never learned. I was today years old when I learned this.
Yeah.
Go on.
Because apparently bakers, they're on a very strict schedule because they want to get the bread there as fresh as possible.
Right.
So they're running running all the time. Most bakeries are off on Wednesdays and Sundays. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
So they've only got the days left of the week, which are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. So the blue tag is bread that's baked on Monday. The green tag is bread that was baked on Tuesday.
So
the
you
red
know
tag,
how stale it is.
You know when
just
it was baked?
By the tag.
Uh-huh. So if it's Friday and you're buying bread with the red tag, you know that they came out on Thursday.
Ah.
Or if you're there on Saturday with a yellow tag, you're like, oh, this bread just came in today. It's a yellow tag.
Which, God, you have to know all the colors, though.
You do, but there's an easy way to remember it.
Oh, good. Tell me.
Because if you have, let's see, there's an easy remember. The colors are in alphabetical order.
Oh.
So, like, B for blue is first, that's Monday. G for green, that's the second one,
Tuesday.
That's Tuesday. The R, red.
Wednesday.
W, and then
Thursday,
Y. So just remember that.
Friday.
Go in alphabetical order. So that's the way that they roll out.
Okay.
You have to think a little bit, but I was like, I've always wondered what the color coding meant. I was like, there has to be a system.
Apparently,
there is
a
system.
If you can
there
stand
is.
In front of the seltzers and the wines for 10 minutes trying to make a decision, you can stand in front of the bread for 10 minutes trying to make a decision.
You're going
to
be like, now that's a blue tag. Which one is that again?
I'm
going to
texting
what, again?
What the hell was the blue again?
Google it.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Bye.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Throwback Thursday.
Who knew?
Who knew what?
We had so much in common.
What is it?
Okay.
What now?
I had to look back. I had to look back and see when you talked about this. It was the week, I think it was right after Labor Day. So about 3 weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, you went on the air and you announced to our listeners that you are rich because you know where I'm going, don't you?
I got my milk money.
You said, Riggs, tell everyone what years later, what showed
back
up.
Back in 2017, I signed up for the milk class action lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And about, what was it, 3 weeks ago?
You announced on the air that you got your money.
$7 and some cents, almost $8.
I said to you, well, when did you sign up for this class action lawsuit?
It was January
of 2017. And I couldn't believe you still remembered that you had signed up for that class action lawsuit. And you got it 4 years later, you got your $7. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we talked about it. Ha ha. Riggs is rich. He got $7.
I got my milk money.
I go home, bruh. 2 days later, 2 days after you talked about it.
Yeah.
Dear Allison, your payment is coming soon. Apparently, I signed up for that in
2017.
You did too? I didn't remember because it was 2017. I got a freaking email days after you said that saying my money is coming. So, Riggs, thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I would have seen this email, rolled my eyes, thought it was fake, and moved on because who cares about $7 they signed up for 4 years ago?
I'm pretty sure we talked about it on the show because we were working together in 2017.
So I must have done it because of
and
you.
And I think we both did it like, whatever. Laughed about it. And then look at us.
4 years
look
later,
at
we're rich.
$15 so, richer between the two of us.
I know. We have $15 together.
I know.
We didn't have. What do you want to do?
That's pretty awesome. I don't know. burritos? Chipotle? We go to Chipotle?
Fine. Whatever. Whatever. It's fine. We're rich. But I saw that. I said, I got to tell Riggs, what are the odds? I, too, got the milk settlement.
Well,
and the funny
yes.
thing was, I never would have remembered signing up for this stupid thing if you hadn't brought it up on the
and
air.
Allie, quite honestly, I had forgotten that I did because when I got the email saying that I got the money, the bought milk settlement. I went, bought milk?
What the hell?
Oh, yeah, I remember that from like a while ago. That's still a thing. Hell yeah. $8 later.
Well, my money's
found
coming,
money,
according to this email.
And it's going to be digital, too. They're not going to send you some chintzy-ass check.
That's what it says. It says, you'll receive an email payment notice for $7.51.
Nice. Nice.
And then it tells me who it will come from, the email and everything, so I know I can accept
it. So you know it's not a scam.
Give me my money.
Everyone
now.
Else who got it on the milk money class action lawsuit.
What are the odds? We had that whole convo on the air about you getting the settlement, and then 2 days later, I get the email with the same settlement. I mean,
people have gotten money from class action lawsuits, man.
Yeah.
It's happened.
And
it
by the way,
has.
If you don't, we should actually back up. If you don't know what a class action lawsuit is, let's be basic for the crowd.
Yes.
It's when somebody sues
on behalf of many people that were affected by something.
So if there's a product that ends up being really bad and screws a lot of people over, a bunch of people come together and it's called a class action lawsuit where they sue the company.
Like
and then like milk, and then we get the money back.
Or when you're watching late night TV and they're like, you may have mesothelioma.
Yeah.
If you use any of these products over the last five years, you may be eligible for compensation.
Yes.
And you may, and we are, and we got $8.
Because we bought milk. Woo!
Got that milk money.
Riggs and Allie. Riggs and Allie. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 103.7kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.